It's Morning Edition on WNYC. I'm Michael Hill. New Jersey has one of the most powerful attorneys general in the country. Unlike most states, the AG is chosen by the governor, but once that person is confirmed by the state senate, the governor cannot fire them. And in New Jersey, the office has far-reaching powers. WNYC's Nancy Solomon spent a day with the state's new AG to find out what he wants to do with the job.
Matt Plotkin has a dilemma. One of the attorney general's top goals is to reduce the number of people injured or killed by guns in New Jersey. But he also wants to reduce the heavy police presence in black and brown communities, where much of the gun violence is taking place.
Larry, why are you sitting so far?
I don't know.
Was it something I said?
Plotkin is meeting with the top brass of the state police. They're updating him on a two-year-old project that the attorney general thinks might just be the solution. The state police are analyzing bullet casings from every shooting in New Jersey. Lieutenant Colonel Joseph Brennan says that enables them to track crimes committed with the same gun across the state.
So a very small number of people using a few guns in a lot of incidents.
In 2022, the number of shootings were among the lowest of any year since 2009. Brennan's analysis found that a tiny percentage of the 76,000 people arrested in New Jersey, 511 to be exact, were responsible for 1,500 shootings. Plotkin says that's given him new hope about reducing gun violence.
Until I saw this data, I never really felt like it could truly be solved. But when you see this and you see 511 individuals driving a huge chunk of it, it's a solvable problem.
The first issue Plotkin ever got involved with was when he was a teenager. He advocated to keep the federal assault weapons ban in 2004, and he's been passionate about reducing gun violence ever since.
This is the issue that has motivated me more than anything in my professional life.
It makes sense. At 36, Plotkin is a millennial who grew up with school shootings and watched the rise in mass shootings. He's among the youngest state attorneys general ever confirmed in New Jersey, and he looks even younger and speaks quietly. But Chris Perino, a former AG under Chris Christie, says Plotkin is no pushover.
For those who think they're going to, you know, intimidate him or try and push him around or, you know, take another train, because it's not going to happen. He is tough.
Plotkin returned to New Jersey after attending Stanford Law School in 2014. And wanted to get involved in something related to politics or policy.
I didn't know anybody in the political world in New Jersey, but through some networking, I ended up meeting Phil Murphy.
We had each other at hello, as they say.
He wasn't even a candidate. He was just thinking about what he would do, and I offered to help.
He was the policy guy, and that's where we bonded. We bonded over the sort of stronger, fairer agenda.
After becoming governor, Murphy brought Plotkin on as his chief counsel. Plotkin served in that role for nearly 3 years. He worked on raising the minimum wage and legalizing marijuana. While chief counsel, he got tripped up in one controversy. A Murphy campaign volunteer went public with an accusation that a campaign staffer had raped her, and that the man had later been hired by the Murphy administration.
Good morning. My name is Matthew Plotkin, and I serve as chief counsel to Governor Murphy.
Plotkin was called before a legislative committee and criticized because after the woman told him about the rape, he didn't tell the governor. He testified that he followed the protocol.
That the normal chain of command does not apply when you receive a claim of sexual misconduct in the workplace.
He forwarded the complaint to the chief ethics officer and requested an investigation by the attorney general's office. He was criticized by Republican legislators and in the press. But after Plotkin's first year as attorney general, he's getting positive reviews, not the least from the Reverend Charles Boyer of Social Justice and Salvation. He's a statewide leader and frequent critic of the governor, particularly about police reform.
We consider him a great partner. So he's done a lot in a very short time. He's had a lot of discussions with several of us on the community side. So we feel like we're being informed. We feel like we're having substantive conversations.
And everyone, thank you for joining us today on short notice.
About a week after I spent the day with him, Plotkin holds a press conference to announce an indictment of a Patterson police officer for shooting a black suspect who was running away. And weeks later, after the fatal police shooting of a Patterson man, Najee Seabrooks, Platkin took over the entire police department.
So something has to change. And it will change, starting now. Earlier this morning, I exercised my authority as Attorney General and superseded the Patterson Police Department.
Community activists are wary, but generally there is support for these moves. Many, like the Reverend Boyer, say they want funding shifted away from law enforcement.
The solution to the problem of policing in Black communities is not to reform policing. It is to create new community-led structures that do not have police involved.
The Attorney General faces another difficult challenge. Transition reports to two governors warned the agency no longer tackled political corruption. In a report to incoming Governor Chris Christie in 2009, his transition team wrote, "The corruption unit has been unable to undertake certain high-profile and complex corruption prosecutions because allegedly, attorneys and investigators have feared political reprisal and breaches in confidentiality."
It was a very effective system, maybe too effective.
Ed Steer, a former prosecutor and deputy attorney general, helped create the unit that brought down many a corrupt politician in the state. He says there's been a decline in the agency since the early 2000s.
And unfortunately, attorneys general did not rebuild the same high-quality staffs and investigative units.
But Steer says he's impressed with the new attorney general and his knowledge of the agency's history.
I'm talking about law enforcement history. I'm talking about organized crime, corruption, county prosecutors, local police departments. Where he acquired that knowledge, I really don't know, but it was surprisingly deep.
Steer has been on a mission to restore the agency for the past 20 years. That depends largely on the character of the person at the top, he says, and whether they exercise their power judiciously and fearlessly. He believes Matt Platkin is the guy who can do it. Nancy Solomon, WNYC News.